Oh, dip. It's 5 o'clock, and who doesn't have their intro lined up? It's me. It's me. It's Jake Gradowski hitting you with that intro. Yeah. There it is.
Hi, we're Young Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, yo. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Arts Show. I'm hitting you with my low voice because I don't want to yell anymore today. Not that I did much, but I'm a very sleepy boy. I do not recommend doing 3 hours of modeling on 5 hours of sleep, unless you just hate being awake when you want to be. Anyways, enough about me. You're listening to The Art Show on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, at Simon Fraser University, in Burnaby, British Columbia, as I just mentioned. It's going to be a cool time. We got a great show. We're also on the unceded territories of the Unceded territories, the Coast Salish peoples, which include the Kwikwetlem, the Skowhomish, the Musqueam, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We are honored guests on this land. And keep that in mind as we go through these events happening in the fine, fun, fantastic city of so-called Vancouver. But we're going to take a quick little break to do a thing or two and not buy coffee from Tim Hortons and Starbucks. Go to Renaissance.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
We had food growing up, and we were used to being able to eat, but then all of a sudden, we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you, and they're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
Katie, you want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
We're slipping away from the last 2 weeks of Sade House remixes. Gonna take it mellow with one of my favorite soundtracks. It's gonna be Virgin, the Air, with their original motion picture score for The Virgin Suicides. Not a movie for the faint of heart, but it is a really quite a lovely film, and the soundtrack really helps. Anyways, that's gonna be backing me up today. As I tell you about a few things happening in around this fine, fair, fun, fantastic city of so-called Vancouver, I should put that on a shirt. Okay. Today, Thursday night at 6:30 at the Cambie and Bar and Grill of all places, you have the Terminal City Rats with the Fomites doing a tour kickoff, along with Die Job and Dusty Pines. So, a lot of punk happening at the Cambie. Historical spot for rocking out and grubbing out and drinking out, apparently. I have not partied at the Cambie in a long, long time, but obviously I don't think their demographic is me. But you can go party down and get comfy and schmooze with the punks of the day over at the Cambie, and get some beverages and mosh to your heart's content. Sounds like it's going to be an early show, so you can go home to your day job in the morning and take off your weekend warrior jacket and go back to doing whatever it is you gotta do.
be that. I don't know. I'm not going to get into that existential dread of having to do what we got to do for your jobs and stuff. You already know. Anyways, once again, Terminal City Rats, The Foam Mites, Die Job, and Dusty Pines tonight, Thursday night, 6:30 at The Canby. $15 for that. It's at 300 Canby Street, in case you are need a specific address. Going to New West right now. There is a lot of metal happening in New West, I think, this weekend, if I'm correct. Anywho, at Bully's today, Thursday, 7 p.m. at 67th 6th Street in New Westminster. There's Nameless King, No Faith in Fortune, Bloated Pick, and Necronado, which is an amazing name, at Bully's. So, another evening of super... You got death metal, metalcore, sludge, death metal, and crossover thrash. So, you got many flavors of metal, from gallium to titanium to steel. And, I don't know, there's a lot of metals in the periodic table. Take your pick. Gallium is actually quite soft. It'll melt in your hand. They used to sell these gag spoons made of gallium that you would put in your friend's tea, and it would melt, because gallium will melt in your hand at room temperature. I recently saw a picture today of someone who injected mercury into their blood, one of the emperors of the King Dynasty, I believe. They lived, but do not recommend injecting mercury into your blood system, but the x-ray looks very cool. Imagine, if you will, the most cryptic and spiky metal name font you can, and that's what it looked like, but inside your body. Do not recommend. Do not inject mercury into your blood. Bad idea. Anyways, I digress. But metal is happening. Mercury is not one of the metals of choice. Nameless King, No Faith in Fortune, Bloated Pig, and Necronado today, Thursday, at 7 p.m. at Bully's Studio. Moving on, back to Vancouver. At the Red Gate Art Society, Main and 3rd, 1965 Main Street, at 8 o'clock, you have All Femme Fronted, Volume 3. It's going to be another amazing night of women in rock, femme in rock, rather. You have Curs, Cranberry Virgin, Alma Ailes, and Mom Cuts My Hair. My dad cut my hair, thank you very much. Gave me the bowl cut until I was 12. Anywho, my haircuts are done by a professional now. Thanks, Dad, for all those. Anyways, my haircuts aside, you have an amazing night of femme-fronted bands here, all doing the thing. I'm pretty sure most of these bands are entirely femme, rather than just femme-fronted. But yeah, you're in for a rockin' night of R&B, bit of art pop, and possibly some thrash with a name with Mom Cuts My Hair. I'm gonna just quickly look what genre they are. I'm gonna play some stuff from Alma Ailes here, but I just want to hear. No, that's Austin McRae. Okay, I don't think My Mom Cuts My Hair is, it has a band camp or a place I can hear their music just yet. So if you want to hear the most freshest rock or whatever genre it is that they play, Mom Cuts My Hair, hear them tonight with Thursday Night at the Red Gate, along with Curse, Cranberry Virgin, and Emma Alves, who we'll hear from in a little bit. Also today at the Heatley Thursday, where I was just yesterday, Sachi, hello, along with, you're going to be having a musical experience from Zachary Lucky, Madeline Reed, who we'll hear from in a little bit, along with Paul Watkins Jr., Thursday night, tonight, at the Heatley, at Hastings and Heatley. Cover is $15, it is added to your bill, if you're getting yourself a beverage of some sort or a snack, it'll just be added to your bill, no need to bring some cash. Anywho, we'll hear some music from Madeline Reed in just a little bit there, Bob, and we'll get on to that. Okay, Thursday's pretty popping off this week, so let me tell you about some more. Thursday night over at Green Auto, Pet Blessings is doing the thing with Stories End and Spectrum. 7 o'clock door times for that, 15 in advance, $20 at the door. We got some music from Pet Blessings to be heard in the next minute here. It's some post-hardcore, post-punk, etc. Post-post. Isn't everything technically post-punk? Because, everything came after punk. Anyways, I'm just being facetious. We'll hear some music from Pet Blessings in a little bit, because I couldn't find any music from the others. Because Story's End is... I don't know if they're the ones from Philadelphia. And Spectrum... that's going to be a hard name to track down. Oh, wow. Yeah, Thursday. Really, really, really going. I'm going to make some choice selections here. Real quick, the Fox Cabaret 4x4 is back. Computer, Lonely Funeral, Matthew Presidente, and Villain Villain doing their respective things for 4x4. I think it's going to be $4 covers, $4 beer beverages, and et cetera, et cetera. Should be really cool. We'll see if I can place that in the mix. Over at the KW Studios at the W2 at Hastings and Abbott, you have some music. It's a hard, night of hardcore and adjacents. Along with you have a Stagnant, Wife, Buyer, and one of my favorites, Rainbow's End. Hi, Roscoe. Hope you're doing well. Anyways, we'll maybe hear from them in the mix as well. Jeez, Thursday popping off. Okay, we're going to start out mellow today. We're going to hear some music from Madeline Reed, because I heard this song earlier today. And as I was walking to the station today from getting my coffee at Renaissance, as you should as well, because... boycotting is cool, my friend. Don't buy from Starbucks. Don't buy from Tim Hortons. Don't buy from Blends. Buy from Renaissance. Support your locals. Anyways, petrichor is what I smelled in the air, and petrichor is now what you'll hear, too. This is Madeline Reed off Concrete Country with petrichor.
Feel it on your skin, smell it on the air, carried on the wind like an afternoon prayer, one you've heard before. He told me if petrichor on the seawall by the shore, waves rolling in again, rain on the pavement, beige sand. Where do I begin? Are you listening? Let me clarify all this shit. Efforts come up short like they have before. Watch me put in work. Damn, I see what I perceive. What does that mean? Something bittersweet. Yeah, yeah. I don't really wanna
just wanna be content, yeah. I don't really wanna fade, don't really wanna fade. I just wanna be content, just wanna be content. Working 9 to 5, trying to survive. Shouldn't I be wanting to thrive? Equanimity, what I wanna see from me. I guess I just wanna be happy. Vexation with my state of being. Wanting to succeed, wanting to be pleased. I don't really wanna fake, don't really wanna fake. I just wanna be content, just wanna be content, yeah. I don't really wanna fake, don't really wanna fake. I just wanna be content, just wanna be content, be content, be content. Just what I dreamt, just a concept I've kept constant. Just being honest, just working weekends. I play body this shit, even in the morning, work until the evening. Over and over and over and over again. Be content, yeah. I really want that, don't really want nothing. I just wanna be content, just wanna be content. We'll be right back.
Hello. Welcome back. You just heard some music from Pet Blessings. That was their track, Throne. They're playing Thursday night, tonight, at Green Auto with Stories End and Spectrum. 7 o'clock door time for that. Before that, you heard music from Rainbow's End. They're playing over at KW Studios over at the W2 down on the downtown east side. Abbott and Hastings. Yeah, that's the one. And before that, you heard Emma Alves. Oh, sorry, Rainbow's End is playing alongside Stagnant, Wife, and Buyer. KW, be there for some hardcore and stuff adjacent. Emma Alves, part of the All Femme Fronted Evening at the Red Gate Thursday night, tonight, starting at 8 o'clock, on deck with Kurz, Cranberry Virgin, and Mom Cuts My Hair. That was their track 925. Not quite like Dolly Parton's, but still quite nice. Anyways, check them out. They'll be at the Red Gate tonight, 8 o'clock, Thursday night. Be there. And starting off that set was Madeline Reed with Petrichor, one of my favorite smells, and a delightful song. I hope you enjoyed that too. That was off Concrete Country from... What year was this? From last year. Almost a year old. Almost. Oh my, how time flies. Yeah, they're playing over at the Heatley with Zachary Lucky and Paul Watkins Jr. So head on down to the Heatley at Hastings and Heatley for that. 8 p.m., $15 added to your bill. Hope you enjoyed that set. We got to keep on trucking. Next up, Friday night. Friday night's a night. It is certainly a night. All the way from Taiwan, we have Fire X coming through to the Fox Cabaret. So I checked it out. It's kind of like a fusion band. There's some rock elements. There's some brass sections in there. I don't think it's quite like Mouse on the keys in terms of fusion. But I checked it out a bit, and it's pretty fiery. So we'll try to dig up some more of that. It's an early show, because after that, they have a nonstop disco party happening afterwards. So it'll be 7 o'clock doors for Fire X from Taiwan. Seems like they're flying solo on this one, so they're gonna be hitting it out of the park for you over there Friday night at the Fox Cabaret. So yeah, next up over at Slice of Life, it's Friday night. If you are an MC of sorts or a lyricist put to music, you can go to the For the Love open mic session, 6 p.m. You can come in and get ready, meet some other MCs. You can message at rome.x on Instagram for your spot in the queue. Or if you just want to see what's going on in the local MC scene, and maybe some spoken word, etc. So that's a hip-hop open mic over at Slice of Life at 1638 Venable Street, Friday evening, 6 p.m. Check it out. Going back to New West, we have Matthew Presidente Band doing the thing again this week with the Everyday Kings and Hydro Taxi over at Bully's at 676th Street. $20 at the door, 7 p.m. door times, all that jazz, 19 plus. Some more rocking. Quote unquote, a wild night. Matthew Presidente Band, the Everyday Kings, and Hydro Taxi. Bullies, Friday night. Be there. Over at the Cobalt, next up we have Summer's Brother with Arlene Kator and Blackberry Wood. They look like some outgoing FIF people, so should be pretty exciting. Let's see. Summer's Brothers, as I'm reading from the thing here, is an experimental project blending elements of indie pop, psychedelic rock, alternative R&B, and modern alt rock, inspired by artists like Yves Tumor, David Bowie, and My Chemical Romance. So if that sounds like your thing, check it out. On deck, again, Arlene Kator, and Blackberry Wood. All of the Cobalt, Friday night, 8 o'clock. Till late, I guess. Tickets are $9. Or something? $9 in advance. Save yourself $6 and get most of a beer. Sorry, that was a little cynical. Okay, moving on here. Going back to Green Auto here, we have all the way from Toronto, Xenia, coming in, which is a band that plays around in the genres of in dream pop, indie rock, synth pop, etc. They'll be on deck with Emix and Dana Sipos, all doing their respective things at Green Auto, 7:30 door time for that one. This looks kind of cool if I read a cover by its book. Sorry, a book by its cover. I haven't played any of the music yet, but we'll do that shortly. So stay tuned for that if you haven't heard Xenia, all's well. Once again, Xenia, MX, Dana Sipos over at Green Auto, Friday night, 7:30. Be there. Next up, Atlanta Loose. We have The Tower. Sorry, we have Farm, a Kelowna-based psych rock band, stoner rock, progressive metal, etc. All doing the thing with Rad Dog, AK-747s, and Kids Hellphone. So you're going to have a whole spectrum of sound to dazzle and amaze you over at Atlanta Loose. 8 p.m. for that one there. We'll hear some music from The Tower soon. This track is a quote-unquote extremely spooky, according to Farm's description of their latest song. And that's all they got for Friday, honestly. Interesting. A little while ago, I gave a short lesson in meteorology to my niece, I believe, about hurricanes. And she asked, how do you know? It's like, oh, it was in a movie. And it was this movie, The Virgin Suicides, when they get a scene about describing how hurricanes happen. Anyways, again, check out the movie Virgin Suicides. It's a fun one, but again, not for the faint of heart. Anyways, this is The Tower by Farm.